It's definitely been a rough time for myself, for fellow vendors, for venues, and for couples. It's difficult to plan anything with uncertainty. Now, I am a little bit thankful that there's a little less uncertainty this year. But yeah, I've done less weddings last year than I had previous, you know, and everybody knows that. Everybody has. Like I said, it looks a little bit better for this year, but it's enough, still enough uncertainty that I'm having to like constantly reach out to couples to see if they're going ahead, if they're postponing, if they're changing their time or their location based on a new plan. It's basically rebooking so many couples and sometimes rebooking them twice. And that's a lot more work, but overall, we're still doing less weddings than before COVID. So yeah, it's been rough. I mean, you perform a wedding for someone and you're booking them twice, you know, it's hard. And I understand where they're coming from at the same time. Yeah, it's been difficult, you know, and maintaining a schedule and making sure that you're checking in with everyone to see how they're feeling about it and letting them know I'm here to chat, provide suggestions. Because everybody's re-picturing a plan in their mind, you know, and that's not the easiest thing to do when you've had a vision that you've planned sometimes for many years. I mean, some couples, since they were little, have a vision of what their wedding will be. And now that's all changed, at least if you want to get married this summer anyways.
And so you have performed some weddings over the course of the pandemic. Tell me what they look like now versus, you know, how they looked when things were, quote, normal.
Yeah, I will say that like after the last year, the smaller size weddings and smaller size bridal parties have made for a much more relaxing day overall. When you don't have to entertain 100 people, feed 100 people, you know, there's more time to spend together as a couple on your wedding day. I've noticed for couples, they seem a lot more relaxed on their day. There's more time to reflect on the important commitment that they're making and more time to reflect on their journey as a couple rather than everything that happens during that one day. You know, it's, you know, I'm trying to remind couples that, yeah, it's a party, it's a celebration, but the reason you're having it is you're getting married. And now, of course, for others, it's still important to have that big party with the dancing. You know, I get it. You know, couples have spent a lot of time and a lot of money planning for a big celebration with all their loved ones. And, you know, a lot has gone into that. I get it. You know, everybody has different priorities. Like for some couples, like especially here in Newfoundland, so many of us leave the province for work, for travel, what have you. A lot of couples are from different places and sometimes different countries. And their wedding day may be the first and possibly the only time some of their families on both sides will get to spend together, sometimes probably meeting for the first time.
What is happening for the upcoming wedding season? What are you hearing?
Venue managers have been working very hard to make sure they're working within the COVID restrictions while also still doing whatever they can for clients. I mean, it's not been easy for them. I encourage couples to reach out to their venue managers, whoever's booking their spot for them, and be patient with them too. I mean, imagine the amount of emails that we're all getting, you know, and they're doing their best for you. They want you to come and get married there. They want that. They want as many people in the room, believe me, as you do. But, you know, there's only so many things that we can control. You know, we have to remind ourselves as hard as it is for everyone, we're very fortunate to be on this island where we have a bit more freedom. Like, weddings took place last year, you know? Yeah, there wasn't a big party on the dance floor, but like a bride and groom, a couple can still have their first dance. I mean, go for a hike on the East Coast Trail and get married. I'll do that with you, you know? Go to the cabin and get married. Do a rainy day in Bannerman Park under one of the gazebos. Like, if you want to get married, love always wins. I've done a drive-through wedding at Bannerman Park. A drive-through
what
wedding.
What was that like?
You know, I won't share the couple's names or anything, but like, they didn't. It was at the height of the restrictions. They had witnesses that like weren't in their bubbles, so the bride and groom stayed in their vehicles, and I was in one parking spot. I had the bride and groom parked in one car on one side of me, and their witnesses parked in the other parking spot. And I stood outside the car while they stayed inside the car and said their marriage vows, signed the papers. They got married that day with their kids in the back seat. You know, obviously not everyone's going to go that route, but like you can always get married. You know, instead of being upset, say you're not going to get married this year, try and look forward to your new plan when things will be much safer and your loved ones can be together. And instead of being upset, your guest numbers are restricted or that you can't have that dance party, be thankful we're in a place where weddings can still happen. You can still get married, and it can still be a beautiful, meaningful day.